There you are. Okay, if you think you know fairy tales, we've got prizes. 695-1620, 695-1620. If you
Is this Jethro trivia?
No, we don't have a Jethro trivia today because it's so easy.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
That's right.
So, So 695-1620, if you think you know fairy tales, and I don't know, you know, we were talking last week about words that we can't use anymore, like what, elephant and rhinoceros because it scares kids or whatever.
Sure.
I mean, just wow. Because, I mean, especially with Grimm's fairy tales, some of them are rather violent, you know.
Yeah.
They're
I know.
Not pleasant. So we'll just, we'll see. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. How are you?
Daniel.
All right.
All right. So you think you know about fairy tales, do you?
I'll give it a try.
Well, there you go. That's all we want is somebody who'll give it a try. Okay. This is for rodeo tickets. Rodeo is coming up on the 19th, 20th, and 21st. So here we go. Beauty and the Beast, okay?
Okay.
All right. Beauty's father offends the beast by taking him, taking what from him? Does he take gold, food, roses, or jewels? Beauty's father offends the beast by taking what from him? Gold, food, roses, or jewels? Tom will tell you if you got the correct answer or not. Okay. What's the answer?
I'm going to say roses.
Tom? He said roses.
Rose. I don't believe that's right.
Well, it is. So there you go. All right, so very good.
That worked well.
Okay.
I thought Tom was the authority on Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That was a tougher question. I was trying to remember that part of the story.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, very good.
Well, good.
Okay. Yeah. So, Daniel, we got tickets for you. Now, they're for any day, Tom. Is that right?
Yes, they are. It's the rodeo. It's earlier this year. It's April 19th, 20th, and 21st, and we got a couple of tickets for you.
All right, Daniel, what's your last name?
Garcia.
All right, come by here. We got them for you. Thanks. Okay, hi, who's this? I have other questions.
Maybe they're not rodeo fans.
Okay, well, maybe they're not fairy tale fans. I'm not saying I don't have other prizes, okay?
We might have other prizes.
I think we do have other prizes.
Yes,
but,
we
you
do.
Know, just a matter of, well, see, you know. So what is
right there.
Yeah, right there. We're good. There you are. So, Chase, do any fairy tale stuff with your kiddos?
You know, standard stuff, I suppose.
Yeah,
okay.
I just didn't know if that was part of your world or not. Hi there. Who's this?
Excuse me. Go ahead.
It's me, James Evans, but I think you're upset. I've won too much, right?
Yeah, well, you probably have. Yeah, another week or so.
Pretty bad. Pretty bad when you start,
it on himself,
you start policing yourself.
Yeah, it's me, but I've won too much.
It's me, but it just dawned on me.
Who's this?
This is Debbie.
Debbie who?
Banta.
Debbie Banta?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Debbie, here we go. Your question will be about the Little Mermaid.
Okay.
In order to become human, the Little Mermaid must give the sea witch her face?
Soul.
What?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, face, voice, hair, or soul?
Her voice.
Her voice, you're exactly right.
Glad you corrected yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I gave you a chance to give the right answer. Okay. All right, Debbie, what's your last name again?
Banta.
Okay, now I have tickets for the rodeo, or Tom also has tickets.
I've got tickets for the aforementioned. Well, it was advertised. The Old Time Wonderland, which is any weekend this month. And I got you two tickets for that. It's down at the...
we have four tickets, actually, for that.
Four tickets.
Yep.
I got down at the Santa's Wonderland place.
Yeah.
I take my dad to the rodeo every year.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, then we will take care of that for you. Yeah, come by here, and we've got a pair of tickets for you.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
Thanks, Debbie. Bye.
To the rodeo.
Turn your radio down. Who's this?
This is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you today?
Great.
Great. Okay. Very good. All right. Here we go. Cynthia, do you feel like you're on a scale of 1 to 5, your knowledge of fairy tales is what?
Probably a 4.
A 4? Okay.
Wow.
All right. Throwing the gauntlet down. Here we go.
There we go.
Rapunzel is named after the fairy who blesses her at birth, the vegetable her mother loves to eat, the bird who sings outside her mom's window, or her parents' talking horse. Rapunzel's name, is it the fairy that blesses her at birth, the vegetable her mom loves to eat, the bird that sings outside her mother's window, or her parents' talking horse?
Maybe I'm a 2, but let's go with the bird.
The bird. It's not the bird. I'm sorry. It was the vegetable, but thanks for playing this morning. That was pretty esoteric right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that was tough, man. That was...
Well, that's why I asked her, but she said she was a 4, so... You know.
Well, you know, anyway, should have been a 5. Sorry.
Right. Well, tomorrow we have more, so there. After all, when was the last time you really heard a fairy tale, right? And, Tom, I'm so...
I know. I should have known Rose.
You know what?
Beauty and the Beast, the Rose, and all that. But I didn't remember the old codger stealing roses from.
If the Cypress Grove Drama Club has Beauty and the Beast, you and Judy are on the front row.
Well, I know. And the roses is a big part of it.
Yeah. I mean, you said Beauty and the Beast, and you know, Tom just he slips away, and suddenly he's dancing in a circle.
That's right.
He's that teacup or what teakettle, whatever.
He's trying to remember what their names are.
I turn into Mrs. Potts. Yeah, there you go.
We'll take your word for that. Drivers waited patiently to fill up their gas tanks for free, paid by a local church in Wichita, Kansas. Gas station over the weekend. Their cars lined up at the Presto convenience store at 6 o'clock Saturday morning for free fuel. The event was arranged by the senior pastor of the Kingdom Harvest Church, whose congregation donated $5,000 to the project. Wow, they don't even have to show up at the service. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, really.
That's not a bad deal at all. So there you are. New York's oldest cabbie, that'd be Johnny Spider Footman. That's his name. Hey, Spider. How you doing, buddy?
I'm
92. You have to keep telling him where you're going? Says he has no plans to retire, and his current license doesn't expire until 2014. Johnny, or Spider again, as they called him, who has been driving cabs since 1945, spends 2 days a week driving a taxi cab and another day listening to taxi engines for signs of trouble. Really?
Was he down there with a stethoscope or what?
I'm not sure. He says his base fare costs 20 cents and his passengers like to get... never mind. But he said he's been driving a cab since 1945 and has lots of stories. Spider. Yeah. 92.
Don't slam the door.
Everybody's driving. You think about that. Hello?
You know, I'm thinking about that Rapunzel thing and the favorite vegetable. So would it be a spaghetti squash so she could let down her golden hair?
Very true. Oh, very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. So how do you think Spider would do on the cash cab?
Give me a minute. I can't come up with anything.
All right. Today's...
you do that red light drill thing, he's liable to freak out.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Is that show still on? It used to be on.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah. I would hate to think that's not on anymore, because after all. All right. Let me see what... Oh, today's amazing fact that you'll want to know. How many radio stations are there worldwide?
Only one that counts.
There you go. There's approximately 33,000, but you're in the right one.
Most anybody can tinker.